Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, alongside the analyst, Chris Venture, here on Venture Week. The Beast, Jake Seeley. I am Greg Sussman. No Matt Modica today. No Nando DeFino today. Chris Venture, you missed Adventure Week yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's been a wild week. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling better.
Yesterday,
you weren't yourself yesterday.
Yeah, I had some stomach pains and stuff. I don't know what was going on, but
not a good feeling. Just take some Tums.
Yeah, I took some Pepto actually. That's good. By the end of the night, when I went to sleep, I woke up this morning. I was good. I was happy about that.
Stomach problems are terrible
because I miss being on the show.
Yeah, you know, of course. Hey, the worst. I don't know what your like worst case scenario stomach problems are. For me, it's when I can't go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel gross and bloated. Ugh, it's terrible.
Terrible feeling, yeah.
Terrible feeling.
And that's what I felt most of the day.
That's awful. That's awful.
Not good.
Olin Kidd, how's your bowel movements doing? We have no Jake.
And there he goes.
And we're off to a rousing start here at MST. That's my best not-known DeFino impression for you. We just lost Jake. All right. Now... Ventura, I know you obviously weren't feeling good. Did you get a chance to watch the NBA last night?
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is it.
Meaning what?
For the Cavs.
Well, that wasn't the game that was
on
last night.
Yeah, that was the night before. Last night, I was surprised to see Houston blow them out.
Okay.
Like that.
Right.
Because Golden State, obviously, remember that spread? We were all like, why is it minus one Houston?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I had a feeling Golden State was going to win that game. They did. And I really thought they were going to take it to them. I really thought they might win the series 4-1. Maybe this is the game, but to blow them out, that's surprising to me. Because I think Golden State's just a better team overall.
Sure. Absolutely. I picked Golden State, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Golden State's a better team overall. So I was surprised to see him get blown out. I was talking to Frank last night. And he was saying, man, I just wish we had one watchable game here. You know, just one of these games is just straight watchable. Mm-hmm. And Golden State was at a good amount at halftime. Like, listen, there's a lot of game left. We saw what they did in the third quarter in game one. I think it'll happen again. It didn't. It really was never close in that second half, and Houston kind of ran away with it.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, when you got Harden and CP3, this is what they could do. But Golden State could do the same thing on the other side. But I didn't expect them to really do that to them because I thought Golden State could easily just creep right back into that game. They never did, like you said. But I still think this is Golden State's series to lose. I think this is their whole year to lose, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Even if Boston, let's say they sweep Cleveland, which would be crazy, I think.
Yeah, of course.
I still think Golden State takes that series easily if they go to the championship, which I think they will.
We'll obviously find out with that. You said a moment ago you think they're done, and that was your reference to LeBron in reference to Cleveland. Why do you think they're done? Because the old mantra goes, I don't know what it's really talking about as you're saying this, but the old mantra goes, a series doesn't start until you lose a game at home, right? Because everyone, you just hold serve. All Boston, in my opinion, like Golden State defeated Houston in Houston, and then that started that series. Like, wow. Now all Golden State has to do is win at home and they win the series. It's all they have to do is win every game at home and they win the series.
Right.
In the Eastern Conference, all Boston has done is their job. You are supposed to win the home games. I get it. It's LeBron. I know Cleveland was favored in game one and game two, I think. I get it. It's LeBron. And it's weird. But you are, as the higher seed, supposed to win at home.
Right.
And they did.
And they won every home game.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, everyone's freaking out about LeBron and Cleveland. I'm not doing it yet. All LeBron needs to do, and Cleveland needs to do, is win one game in Boston. At some point in this series, their job is to win one game in Boston.
Well, what do you think they do these next?
Well, they have to plan to hold serve, right? Like, if they win, you have to assume, which is the logic here, you have to assume that the home team's going to win, usually. That's like they're usually the favorites. It's not always, obviously, especially. Right, right. But at this point in the playoffs, the home team is the favorite.
Right.
If you assume the home team is going to win every game, Cleveland needs to steal one. And that's why people are counting LeBron out and counting Cleveland out, and Boston could sweep. All Boston has done is their job. They have all they have done is what they're supposed to do. Right. And if Cleveland wins game three tomorrow, they're doing their job.
Right.
And we're, the series, to me, really hasn't begun yet.
I agree with you in that sense, but I just think that there's just not enough on this team to help LeBron out.
I don't disagree with you.
I feel like Boston will steal a game in Cleveland, and that'll be the difference.
I don't disagree any of that with you. If Boston wins game three, I'll tell you it's over, right?
Yeah.
If Boston wins game four, I'll tell you it's over. But until that happens, it ain't over.
You're right.
Jakey, what's going on?
What's up? I think it is over.
You think it is over right now?
Yeah, because you're definitely right about stealing one, but they only have two games left to steal one. I mean, basically,
yes.
The truth is
yep.
They have two games to steal one. Boston has five games just to win two. And that's really what it comes down to me. Take base as it is. Let's say it's a fresh seven-game set. We got to see these two games heading into a seven-game set. You're telling me Cleveland's got a home court advantage. I still don't know if I'm picking Cleveland. They look like it is truly LeBron and nothing else, and nobody... This team is just wilting. And this, like you've heard it before, is the fact that it's the Maya Angelou tweet where people show you who they are, believe them. Cleveland's shown us what they are for the entire year. I don't think it's going to change now against the Celtics down 2-0.
Well, the obvious counterpoint to that is, yes, they looked like crap in that first round against the Pacers, where the Pacers took it to them multiple times, and they came back and swept Toronto. And counterpointing my own counterpoint is LeBron has Toronto's number. And the reason that Toronto lost in four games wasn't because necessarily LeBron. Yes, LeBron was amazing, but it was the inability to stop everybody else. Mm-hmm. Brad Stevens and Nate McMillan, they get it. LeBron's going to do LeBron things. He's going to get his triple-double, score 40 points. It's stopping Kevin Love and J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. And if you do that, LeBron's not going to put up 90. He's going to put up 40.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's not enough for Cleveland. So I get what you're saying, Jake. We know what this team is, and it really is just LeBron. We have said that earlier in the playoffs. We'll see. Again, you're absolutely right. They have to steal one. Now, instead of having four chances to steal one, they have two chances to steal one. Very well could happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. This Boston team, they're really good, but this is I don't see this being like the team that, like, can overtake,
dethrones them,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
that doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter anyway, because whoever it is losing in the finals anyway.
Right. I agree with that. I think it's Golden State. I think it's Golden State's. I mean, I know this series is great. Houston Golden State is the series.
If Houston plays like they did in the second half last night, I think they have a legitimate chance of winning that series.
Yeah,
they've already stolen one.
I agree. I agree. I think that's gonna be a great series. I really do.
Oh, yeah, that's the series to watch right there.
One baseball game going on right now. It's the Dodgers and the Marlins from Miami. Started at 12:10 down there at Miami. 4-0 Dodgers, a RBI double with the bases loaded for Justin Turner, and Matt Kemp followed that up with an RBI double of his own. 4-0. Caleb Smith, 3 innings pitch, two hits, 4 earned runs, as I just told you, 4 strikeouts. He's throwing 77 pitches in those 3 innings, Jake.
Yeah, he doesn't look good control-wise today. He looks a little off. And I don't know if it's I don't know what it is, honestly. He looks off today. It's an off day for him.
Kenta Maeda's gone 2 scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts, which is good. Just 1 hit allowed.
And a beautiful bunt.
I did not see the bunt. I did not see the bunt. But good job.
Textbook.
That's all you can ask for. Jake, how come you decided to put your hat back on?
Because I had my hat on all day long, and I realized I was taking it off before when I was doing something and forgot to put it back on. If you didn't notice, my hair was all matted down.
We like the hair.
It looked good.
It looked good.
No, it looked terrible. No, it was matted down. It was terrible.
He goes for perfection.
I thought it looked good.
I thought so, too. It wasn't bad.
Oh, if I wanted to be 50 years old.
It's your hair, man.
That's not my hair. Not even like close of my hair.
My hair's bad.
Take your hair off, hat off, Venture. You're wearing the hat also. Let's take your hair. See, that's worse than your hair was.
Because my hair's long. And
right.
You know, no, because he's got longer hair.
Yeah, that's much worse than your hair was.
It's a little greasy.
Mine looked like I have like 3 kids in the suburbs driving a van, and it's like combed over to the left.
Can we see it again? That was happening. All right, a couple of notes. You can scroll back in our YouTube video. All right, a couple of notes here before we get into it. We got a lot of games going on today, Jake. I know how much you love games, and it's going to be you and Venture one-on-one. We've kind of been building up to this main event battle, and we're going to get that coming up in a few moments here on Fantasy
Sports. Oh, he's off the Schneid? He's allowed to play again?
Yeah, I'm going to make him close the computer, though. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
I might bring the computer outside the room. A couple of notes. Luis Guijarro is being sent down to be stretched out as a starter. Jake, what was the point of calling him up for a week to be a reliever? I don't get what the Braves are doing here.
That makes the least amount of sense to me. Like, I thought they might go down the Francisco Liriano route with him.
Yep.
And people forgot that Liriano at the beginning of his career started. Actually, Johan Santana was in that mix, too.
Carlos Martinez as well.
Yep. And so if they start off a reliever and then next year he's full bore. And if you look at the prospects that they have, I mean, this is, you know, this, I keep saying as a Mets fan, this is so annoying to watch. The Braves are going to be right back into that 14 straight seasons of either winning or contending for the National League East title. But if you look at it, Guijarro deserved to be a rotation piece. You either do one or the other. I don't understand it. I'm with you. It's like, I don't understand why we're sending him back down after just bringing him up for the bullpen. Like, what was the point of bringing him up in the first place?
I don't know. Do you have any idea, Venture? Like, why bring up Guijarro to pitch him multiple innings, you know, one here, two there, whatever, pitch pretty well overall, to send him back down a week later and stretch him out again? Why, you had him stretched out.
Right, right. That makes no sense, because now you can mess with his, you know, his
exactly.
pitching, because he's a starter. He's not a reliever. And giving him these two-inning stints is not doing it. But maybe they wanted to bring him up because someone else on the roster they wanted, you know, to put on the DL. Did they put someone on the DL recently?
There's been no buddies went on the DL, right, Jake? I mean, I know Anibal Sanchez is still hurt, but nobody else has gotten hurt.
Not additionally that I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so then there would be no other reason why except to bring him up just to see what he's got, because you have somebody else that you have to put on the DL or bring down or whatever the case may be, but right now, it makes no sense.
Yeah, that's why I don't get it, because you have Mike Foltynewicz kind of pitching like Mike Foltynewicz, striking out a lot of guys, but walking a lot of guys. Soroka's been mostly good. Julio Teheran, I know that's a hot-button issue here, and I'm not going to get into it for once. But
I don't know. Are they scared of McCarthy? I don't know.
Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking. So, like, Tehran's, for better or worse, he's been an average starter. He's won games. He's been fine. He's not going to get pulled from the rotation. Mm. Brandon McCarthy, didn't he pitch really well yesterday?
Was it yesterday? Did he pitch yesterday? I'll check right now.
I thought it was yesterday. He pitched really well.
The thing is like, over the season, he had a little nice stretch, and then he got lit up for a while, and then yesterday...
6 innings and one-run ball, 8 Ks.
Yeah.
8 Ks, so he was good yesterday, but before that, it was 6 and 8 earned runs, so he's kind of been up and down. I think we're all just sitting here baffled by it. That's basically what we're going for.
It's weird. I don't understand that. But from a fantasy perspective, now that Guijarro has been sent to the minors to stretch out, do you need to pick him up right now if he's available in leagues, Jake, or can you wait?
If you have the space, if on a 12-team normal bench, I'm probably not doing it, because the one other speculation I'll throw out there is that maybe they're already getting calls with some of the injuries to other teams and other pitchers, and maybe people are calling about McCarthy. Maybe they're calling about Foltynewicz. So maybe they're taking calls and seeing that people are going to try and want to beat the deadline. And because there's some teams, I saw MLB Network was talking about yesterday. It was saying that there's some teams that seemingly are already saying, you know what, we know this is not our year. So there's some teams out there that are saying, you know, maybe we'll jump into the pool before all the other teams say the same thing. And now the market's flooded.
That's a good point. They have a lot of arms. I don't really know exactly where they need to upgrade at the moment, but yeah. It looks good. I mean, maybe in that bullpen.
Third base,
yeah.
No. They got that kid who's going to, what's his name? They got a solution at third base. If he's not up this year,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm having a brain fart. I can't think of it. But it's just annoying because he's almost as good as Albies and Acuna. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I forget his name also. You can look it up in a second. He's great, that kid. Okay, so that's maybe what Atlanta is looking for. A couple other notes before we hit the break and the games. Hunter Renfroe began a rehab assignment. That's going to just crowd the San Diego Padres outfield even more. Mm-hmm.
Austin Riley,
that's exactly what it is. So yeah, this Padres outfield that's already crowded, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. But, I mean, obviously, Jankowski is the odd man out. I think Because, you know, there's no reason. You have Margot, you have Cordero, you have Perella, but who's going to move to the infield probably.
Yeah, well, Myers eventually coming back.
Myers eventually coming back.
Peralta was, I mean, you got a lot of guys.
Renfro should really be, I guess,
probably
on the bench.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the guy's going to, you know what he is. He's a big-time power hitter that's probably going to hit like 230. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, he's got that outlook, and he's had that outlook like pretty much his whole minor league career and everything like that. So
absolutely, and that's probably where he'll end up. A couple of notes for you playing in the daily game. Domingo Germán, who was supposed to start, of course, this week, it's not going to happen anymore. With the rainouts, with the off days, the Yankees are putting Germán in the bullpen for this week. He'll start next week. He's still the fifth starter, but he is available in the bullpen. So if you are in a daily change league, to me, when this happens, I put this guy on the bench. I don't just randomly leave him in a pitcher spot, even if he's not pitching, which I know happens quite often, because he might pitch and blow up that ERA for whatever reason. You're not expecting that. Make sure you got Domingo Germán on the bench for this weekend. We talked a lot, Jake, about Shelby Miller on yesterday's BFF program, comparing him to Irvin Santana. Extended spring training is where Shelby Miller is. He's on his way back. And how important is he to Stash at the moment?
Not at all. Yeah. I've never been a Shelby Miller fan, ever. And so the fact is I think the good part that you got out of him, I really believe, is an anomaly. I don't really believe. I believe the real Shelby Miller is the 4+ ERA, whip troubles. I've never really seen where he has any type of consistency.
Yeah.
You a Shelby Miller guy?
No, not really. Who was it? It was Miller and on the Cardinals that came up together, kind of. Another one.
Tommy Hansen?
No.
Okay.
It didn't really pan out as well. He's still around. I forget.
Oh, were they both on the Cardinals? Like Mike Leake?
Not Mike Leake. The other one. Young as well. He did well at
Michael Wacha?
Wacha, exactly. Okay. So Wacha, I think, was the better prospect to me at the time. And this guy, you know, he had a couple of good years, but
Still just 27, though.
He was involved with that Jason Hayward trade, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. So that's the thing. It's like, no, he's had a couple of good years very at the beginning. But if you look at it back at the beginning, wasn't great in strikeouts. Then after that, the walks started to creep back up when he started to strike some people out. But then he had times where the walks were up and the strikeouts were down. Last year was somewhat of a renaissance season. But again, it's just the problem is he has no control. He should. Everybody got enticed by it. He has flashes. This isn't a joke because he's on the show. But I liken it similar to Julio Teheran, is the fact that he has flashes. But what I'm saying is I'll take Teheran every single day of the week.
There you go. When we come back, games are abound. It's Ventura versus the Beast. Stick around for more FSD.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Is this a great song? I can't agree with that.
No, yeah, it's okay.
If you play DFS and haven't tried playing MyBookie.ag player props, what are you waiting for? Player props allow you to avoid the sharks that's winning 90% of the DFS money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches. Go to MyBookie.ag, open a new account, and enter the promo code FNTSY. And you'll receive a 50% deposit bonus. Often a player will say, Mike Trout, he'll be chalk in DFS. 80% owned in tournaments. But you can be a winner playing Mike Trout at MyBookie.ag's player prop. Plus, you can access the one sport that is not yet touched by the DFS industry, the sport of kings, horse racing. It's simple. Go to MyBookie.ag, open an account, enter the promo code FNTSY, receive your 50% deposit bonus. Click the player props tool, choose your player prop, and collect your winnings. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. Mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. Let's hit the music.
Yes, week.
What did you get, home run?
Oh, and it went out quick. Tazawa was already in for Caleb Smith in the fourth inning, and he yoked him.
It is not working out for Caleb Smith. Let's make sure
Puig's starting to get hot here.
Is Puig starting to get hot? He's blue.
I dropped him a long time ago. I probably shouldn't have did that.
Probably
he's going to get hot for like 2 weeks and everybody's going to go bananas and Yasiel Puig is great and all that potential that he's always had and then he's going to go right back to being Yasiel.
Bavone, give me some game show music. It's time to play a bunch of games. Close that computer. Jake, I just trust because he's a very trustworthy guy. He's never steered me wrong, unlike you.
If I'm looking this way, I'm paying attention to the game, so I might be.
It's fine. I trust you, Jake. So here we go. Hit me with some music. Let's do it. I have a lot of questions, and we're going to start with, is Greg lying, Jake?
That's nice.
I want to let everybody know, I did not write these questions, so I don't actually know the answers.
Are these mics? Did you steal his mic as well?
Nando has written the rundown. Here we go. Chris, as the cheater, you will go first.
Okay.
The highest exit velocity this year, according to StatCast, was a single off of Garrett Richards on April 28th off the bat of Aaron Judge. That velocity was 118.2 miles per hour. Is Greg lying?
I'm going to say yes.
So you're saying true or false?
I'm saying false.
You're saying false, and I'm lying.
Yeah.
All right. Jiggy.
So isn't this, is Mike lying for Nando?
Right.
Isn't that kind of, You know what? There's so many stats there. Usually when people are telling a lie, they try to over divulge.
Okay.
So I am also going to say that you are lying.
You are both correct. I am, in fact, lying. That was number two. Can you name who got number one? I'll tell you that it was 118.3 miles per hour. It was an out, and it was off of Kyle Hendricks. Ventura, since you went first, you get the guess first. Do you know who has the hardest hit ball this year?
I'm going to say, since it was off Kyle Hendricks.
And how I like to play, you get two guesses. So,
all right, off Kyle Hendricks, I would say Nolan Arenado.
No, sir. There's not Nolan Arenado.
Okay.
All right, Jake.
It's funny. I was laughing because I was going to be like, and who was it to try and trick you? But you went to Venture first. See, that's the thing. It's like everybody I'm thinking of is in the American League.
Right.
But Schwarber.
It is not Kyle Schwarber.
I was thinking that
against
too.
His teammate, Kyle Hendricks.
I was just trying to think of a hard hit player.
Ventura, you another guess.
It was in batting practice.
I'm going to say Walkie Brewer, maybe.
Need an answer.
Chris Bryant.
Domingo Santana.
He's not Domingo Santana. Jake, one last guess.
I'm going to go back to the team he originally guessed. I'm going to say Charlie Blackman.
So that is the right team.
Wow.
Just the wrong player. Carlos Gonzalez is the answer. Cargo? He still got it in him. How about that? I can't believe you guys both guessed Rocky. You guessed the wrong Rocky. Crazy.
You got to always guess
Rocky. All right. 1-1. Jakey, you're up first here. Here's the question. Of the top 20 home runs this year in terms of distance, according to StatCast, four players have multiple home runs. One is Giancarlo Stanton. Can you name any of the other three?
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is incorrect.
Hold on. How do we classify this? Read it one more time. Yeah, I know I already got it incorrect.
I'll reread the question. No problem. Of the top 20 home runs this year, in terms of distance, four players have multiple home runs that have gone the farthest distance inside the top 20.
Right.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. All right.
Yeah. One is Giancarlo Stanton. Can you name any of the other three?
Let's roll with Aaron Judge.
It is not Aaron Judge. You are both incorrect. No point awarded. But Jake, I'm gonna tell you this. Yanhervis Solarte has two. George Springer has two. One player has three home runs that have gone the longest distance this year, including the person that has hit the longest home run of the season at 489 feet measured. Can you name who that player is for an extra point?
Oh, who had the long? It was you. Just that ruined the answer I had because I know he doesn't have the longest home run. I was originally going to guess Cespedes, but I know he doesn't have the longest.
All right.
Marcell Ozuna?
It is not Marcell Ozuna.
I was going to say Gary Sanchez.
It is not Gary Sanchez. One more shot at it, Jake.
Can we get another hint?
There's no more hints to give. He's done it three times, as I said. Three of the longest home runs this year. Three inside the top 20. He's got the longest home run. Giancarlo Stanton's got a couple in there. Yan-Hervis Solarte's got a couple in there. And George Springer's got a couple in there. You want another hint? I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
This player was teammates with one of those three players I just named at some point.
So Yan-Hervis, Solarte.
Stanton, Solarte, and Springer. At some point in their respective careers, they were teammates.
Oh, respective careers?
Oh. I'll say this. Last year, they were teammates.
Oh, last year?
Try to make it a little easier. Last year, this person was teammates with one of those three.
Nobody from the Marlins.
Three.
It could just throw that one out.
That's what I
know it's not that.
I think it's an Astro.
No, because who would it be on the Astros?
Correa?
I don't think it is.
Let's have Jake answer. Please.
He's got it.
It's Franchi.
It is Franchi Cordero. That is correct.
What clicked
nice
in your
job, Jakey.
I don't understand what clicked in his head.
Well, he figured it wasn't anybody in Houston.
Solarte with the Padres. I was thinking Padres. I almost said Will Myers, but he's been hurt too much. And then I remember that I didn't know he had the furthest one, but I knew he was hitting some bombs.
Good job. Jake is currently up 2-1. And right now, we move to the feud. Chris Venture, you're... actually, there's no one who's up first. You got to buzz in here. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Buzzing.
I'll let Chris be first here. That's fine. Yeah. Chris, you're gonna play.
Okay.
So there's no buzzing.
Okay.
In 2017, seven running backs had 100 or more targets. Name them. You have three strikes, and then Jake has a chance to steal.
Last season.
Three full strikes? And we don't even get the buzz in? Wow.
It's fair.
Seven running backs
had 100 or more targets.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, so number one I'm going to say is Steelers running back. Why am I drawing a blank?
You need a name. I'm sorry.
What the hell is his name? Am I crazy?
5-4-3
Steelers running back.
Running back is not a name. That is one strike, sir.
How come I'm blanking on his name.
All right. Let's try somebody else then. You have two more strikes to go. You're good. Seven running backs are on the board.
Okay. Seven?
Yes.
I questioned Nando's stat there.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a lie. There's three on the board. There's three guys. He gave me... This is crazy. He goes, the question says, in 2017, seven running backs had 100 or more targets, and then he listed seven running backs, only three had 100 or more targets. There's seven that have 80 or more targets. But he,
so maybe that's the question?
Yeah. So I'll change the question because I'll use everything I have on the list. Seven have 80 or more targets. We'll make it that. You still have a strike.
Seven just sounded like a hell of a lot.
I agree, Jake. And then I just read the question.
So we're going to go with my boy on the New Orleans Saints.
Yes. Do you have a name?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is...
Yes. 5-4-3
Mark Ingram.
It is not Mark Ingram. That is two strikes.
Here's the other one.
Venture, you have one more strike to go. There are seven running backs currently remaining on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one that had 100 or more
Todd
targets?
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley is correct. He had 87 targets. Six more to go.
87 targets. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this guy's name. Damn it. Oh, okay. Let's go with Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson is correct. He had 93 targets.
Right.
Five more to go.
Let's roll with...
Do you want to go back to Steelers running back?
Steelers running back, yes.
Who is it?
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
Bettis.
It's not Jerome Bettis.
No, it's,
It is not D'Angelo Williams.
What the hell's his name? Why am I blanking this? I can't believe I can't remember.
Gerald Toussaint.
5-4-3 2
I don't know his
1
name.
Jake has to get one for the steal, and we will...
One?
And we will not let him...
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
That's his name, Bell.
It is Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
I'm sorry, though. You ran out of time. Jake, I will not let you say Le'Veon Bell, though. You have to say somebody else.
I was actually going to give you Le'Veon Bell and Alvin Kamara.
I was going to say the other one.
And I was going to say that.
The easy one was Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey's the easiest one. He had 113 targets. There's two more on the list. Can you name them? Or three more on the list, sorry. No, two.
Three?
Two more, sorry. Three? Two.
Melvin Gordon?
That is correct. He had 83. One more.
I'll be throwing darts here.
Devonta.
Zeke missed too much time. Kareem Hunt?
It is not Kareem Hunt. The answer was Carlos Hyde.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Even Beth before Hard. Garoppolo took over.
That's right. Getting... All right, Jake. You currently are up 3-1 on the analyst. Chris, pick up your crap. Let's do it. Jake, in 2017, 9 running backs had 1,000 yards rushing. Name them.
Steelers running back.
Steelers running back. I need a name, please.
Le'Veon Bell.
Correct. 8 more to go.
Kareem Hunt. Todd
Correct.
Gurley.
Correct.
Mark Ingram.
Correct.
Jordan Howard.
Correct.
How many more do I have?
1, 2, 3, 4.
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy is correct. You are missing the last three.
Did Leonard Fournette make it? I know he got hurt. Is yeah, Leonard Fournette.
Correct. Two more to go.
Did I say Melvin Gordon? Because I know I said him for receptions.
You did not. Would you like to say him?
Yes, I would.
That is correct. One more to go. Jay quickly need eight.
Did Ezekiel Elliott make it? I'll say Ezekiel Elliott.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Do you have what he had?
I do, but I don't want to tell you because I feel like you're too good. You know the answer.
If I tell you
exactly how many yards he had.
Oh, I meant Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, I don't have it. I can look that up for you.
I know it's not right, but I'm going back to Carlos Hyde. I can't think of who the other person
is. Not Carlos Hyde. Ezekiel Elliott had 983 yards last
year. Wait, that's only two strikes though, right?
That's only two strikes. You got one more.
I don't
know who it is. Jay, Venture says he knows who it is for the steal. You got one last chance, Jake.
Oh, I just talked about him on the podcast today.
Who is it?
I know who it is. You're done, Venture. I'm sorry. Because it was the first time he did that. He was with a new team. He is in Carolina now. CJ Anderson. Yep.
I could not believe that Jake didn't get it. But it was, in fact, CJ Anderson. And he runs the
first
table.
First 1,000-yard season.
And gets all 9. Jakey. Nice job.
I was hoping he was going to fold that one.
Jakey up 4-1. And we continue with Is Mike Lyon. Venture, you're up. Nice. Here we go.
Okay.
Chris. True or false, Mookie Betts leads the Major League Baseball in doubles.
Well, that's false.
False, you say. Jake?
He said that confident, so I'm going to go with a false.
It is, in fact, false. He's got 16. One player has 17. Name him.
Pilar.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Exactly, that's why I said
that. That's not fair.
I'm sorry. I apologize. So, Jake, you have 5 currently. Ventura, you picked up the point there. You have 3. It is now 5-3.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I'm back in this race.
Yeah, nice job.
Shenanigans.
Jake, we're going back to the feud. Let's do it.
Steel is running back really hard.
Can you name the players that all have an OPS above 1.03? Actually, I'll just say this.
How many?
Can you name the top 5 players that have the highest OPS?
So there's more than 5?
There's just 5.
Oh, there's just 5.
5 players, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is correct. That's 1.
Okay. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is correct. 3 more.
Okay. Machado.
That is correct. 2 more.
J.D. Martinez.
J.D. Martinez is correct. Wow. 1 more to go. 0 strikes for the all-in beast.
Now, Bryce Harper has been sucking too much lately.
I know who it is.
So, I know who it is. Jose Ramirez. Yep.
That is incorrect.
Oh, is that who you were going to guess?
That is incorrect. Jake, that is your first strike.
Mike Trout.
And he gets the point. There you go. My trap is correct. Jake up to six.
That should have just been who I started with.
Probably.
Jose Ramirez must be six.
I don't have that information in front of me. All right. Here you go. Chris Ventura. True or false? I'm sorry. First to answer gets this point, I've been told.
Okay. Right.
There are two teams currently tied for Major League Baseball lead in stolen bases with 35.
Braves.
The Braves are one of them. Who's the other?
Tampa Bay.
Incorrect. Jake, do you have an answer?
No, I went with the NCR days. Diagorda Mariners?
Incorrect.
Cincinnati Reds.
Incorrect.
Nationals.
And there he goes. Another point for the All-In Beast.
Too good.
Kicking your ass right now, Ventura.
I'm just thinking of stolen base, guys.
If I would have said, you know, instead of Pittsburgh's running back and Saints running back and said their real names, I probably would be tied or something.
You forgot about Christian
McCaffrey.
You would
have one extra point.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. You would have got all nine or whatever. All seven.
I would have
got all right, hey, listen. There's a lot of game left, Ventura. You're down four. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more questions to go.
All right.
So you got a lot of chances to make it up.
A lot
of points to be had. You don't get 2 points for that.
Well, what was the point of going back and forth then?
7-3, Jake Seeley is up. Stick around. You want to know who wins. FST on FNTSY.
This is PBA President Pat Lynch. Allow me to tell you what life is like for our cop families. Every day our husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons are hoping and praying. They're hoping there's no knock at the door. Praying they never hear those terrible words. You need to get to the hospital. We have a car waiting. In May 1971, the families of police officers Waverly Jones and Joseph Piagentini heard those words. They heard that Waverly and Joe were never coming home because a gang of terrorists assassinated them in cold blood. Nothing would bring our heroes back, but at least these families knew the killers were behind bars for life. Until now. The New York State Parole Board has already released cop killer Herman Bell. His accomplice, Anthony Bottom, is up for parole next month. Help us fight for these families who have sacrificed so much for us. Visit nycpba.org and click on Keep Cop Killers in Jail. Tell the parole board that cop killers should never walk our neighborhood streets again. That's nycpba.org.
Remember, check out mybookie.ag for all of your gambling needs. And I also want to remind you that if you love drafting your fantasy team, imagine drafting a real professional team. The Fan Controlled Football League is bringing fantasy sports and Madden franchise mode to a real football field. Fans will scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call plays, and more. The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7 fast-paced indoor football in a high-tech production studio built for a digital audience. This is the next generation of fantasy football, where fans get rewarded for dominating through the league's proprietary fan token. To learn more about the fan token and the FCFL, visit FCFL.io. Jake, you currently have a commanding 7-3 lead, but there's 8 questions remaining. Chris, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
I think I'm going to make a comeback here.
All right. Do you think you'll know some more players besides just Pittsburgh running back?
I just want to say big thumbs up on the music when we came back in.
You like that song?
I love that song, and Supernatural's finale is tonight, and they always use that to set up the finale.
Every year they use it?
Every 16 seasons, whatever they're on this year, they use it at the finale. It does like a whole
montage?
Recap of this season. Yeah, and they always use that song.
I like that. I like continuity. Jensen Ackles, star of Supernatural. All right. Here we go. First person to answer gets the point. What team is last in steals with 7?
Mets.
Incorrect.
Yankees.
Incorrect.
Padres.
Incorrect.
Slow.
We'll give you another 3 for this.
Marlins.
Incorrect.
Did we get a hint before our final strike?
They have also been caught stealing 7 times.
Oh, that.
That's your hint.
Oh, I know. Cardinals?
No!
It's
not your turn. You jumped the gun. Jake was the first one in. Jake?
We're watching the Marlins. How about the Marlins?
Thanks for listening. Venture already guessed them. That's your third strike.
I wasn't paying attention.
Chris?
Cardinals?
It is not the Cardinals. I'm sorry. No points are awarded. It's the Oakland Athletics. The Oakland A's.
Yeah. How many do they have?
Seven. I told you that info as well in the question.
Wow. I told you I'm half watching the game. I'm trying
appreciate
to
that. Appreciate your support.
Well, in case we have any home runs, I'm just trying to help you out.
You're half watching the game, half doing your job. It's all good.
All right. I'm still beating the hell out of Chris.
Venture, this question is for you. The Kansas City Royals have struck out the fewest times in baseball with 302 strikeouts. True or false?
Let's see. Royals
struck out the fewest, times in baseball.
I'm going to say that's false.
See, that's false. Jake?
I am going to say true because this goes back to when they were in the World Series, and I remember how bad that news that was for the Mets.
Let's give the point to the All-In Beast. That is true. They struck out 302 times.
That team just doesn't strike out.
With that being said, Chris, I'll give you an opportunity. Can you name the team that has the second fewest with 317?
Second fewest strikeouts. This year?
Yeah.
Well, the past 10 years.
I'm going to say... The Atlanta Braves?
It is not the Atlanta Braves. Jake?
That was a good guess. Angels.
It is not the Angels. You have one more guess, Chris.
One more guess. Boston Red Sox.
It is not the Boston Red Sox. They have Rafael Devers on their team. Jake?
He can't make up the whole...
Pirates don't strike out a lot, do they? No, Pirates.
It is not the Pirates. The answer we were looking for is the Seattle Mariners. Seattle Mariners.
Interesting.
Jake, this is your question.
Does that go up or down without Cano?
This is your question. Probably down. All right. Yasmani Grandal and Corey Dickerson have the same number of career home runs. 95. True or false?
Oh.
Interesting.
False.
Yeah, I'm going to say false.
It was true. They do.
Wow.
They do.
I felt like I felt like Dickerson had like a couple, like 20s, two, 3 years in a row.
I'm sorry. All right.
Grandal.
You are down 8-3 as we go to the final page, the home stretch, Chris Venture.
I got to pick it up.
True or false? Ian Desmond has the highest ground out. Jake, what does AO mean? Air out?
To air out.
Probably air out, right?
I don't know.
G O to A O?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ground out to fly out.
Oh. Ground ball. Yeah. Probably it's. Yeah.
Probably
it's
air out, right?
Yeah.
Ian Desmond has the highest ground out to air out average in the MLB at 2.57. It is air out, by the way.
Oh, God.
Is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
True.
Jake.
Well, I'm just going to say false. Give him a chance.
He says falls and gets the point.
I should have did that in the last question.
Can you name who is number one in that category? Who has a ground out to air out ratio of 3.33, 60 ground outs to just 18 air outs?
Good God.
Ozuna.
It is not Marcell Ozuna. Good guess.
I thought I was the first to ask, but that's
no, you're not. Chris was. Jake?
Cole Calhoun.
It is not Cole Calhoun. Chris.
Jose Martinez?
It is not Jose Martinez. Jake?
I can't think of anybody else who's been grounding out. Ahmed Rosario.
It's not Ahmed Rosario. This is actually an easy
one. Strikes out too much.
This was an easy one, I thought, to be honest with you. Eric Hosmer. Really? Yeah, Eric Hosmer can't hit a fly ball for the life of him. All right, 9-3.
I don't think he hit that many ground balls, though.
Yeah,
that's
right?
More...
9-3, Jakey is up, and this is your question. Jake, Aaron Judge has seen the most pitches this year.
That's a good one. I'm going to say true.
True.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false. Ventura picks up the point. Aaron Judge has seen 800.
Good strategy at this point.
Aaron Judge has seen 833 pitches. One man has seen 843. Can you name him, Jake?
Somebody at the top of the lineup would help. It walks a lot. That's not right, but I'll take Jose Altuve for now.
It is not Jose Altuve.
I was still going to continue thinking.
Freddie Freeman.
It is not Freddie Freeman. Back to you, Jake.
It's supposed to take longer so I can think.
I know, but he was in my mind.
Please, patient. Trout.
It is not Mike Trout.
Joey Votto.
It is not Joey Votto. The answer we were looking for was Marcus Simeon.
What?
Simeon.
You could have given me like 30 more guesses.
843 pitches. Chris, you are down 9-4.
So I gained a point.
Gained a point there. Here we go. Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Matt Davidson leads MLBs with home runs hit on Thursdays with 5.
This is crazy. True.
Jake.
We haven't had a true in a while, so I'll say true.
It is true.
Oh, why did you say that?
Also to block you.
It is.
Honestly, at this point, block. Usually back in the day with the Ronuses, you're forced to go first this deep into the game.
I don't
for that reason.
I don't allow that.
The Ronus rule.
Jakey, this is your question. Justin Verlander leads the majors in air outs induced by a pitcher. With 84. Whenever you're ready.
I said false.
Oh, we did not hear that.
What was the question?
False. Okay. Justin Verlander leads the majors in air outs induced by a pitcher with 84.
Yeah, false.
I hate the word induced.
Why would you do that? You're down points. Why would you not just go after
it? Yeah. Because I don't think that's
why,
right.
Why, is it true?
Yes, it's true.
Oh.
You could have gained a point.
Awful at this game.
You're not great at this game, man. All right. Can you name any other pitchers? Can you name the pitcher that is second and third in this, air outs induced? Name any of those pitchers, Chris, for points.
Air outs induced?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Helixson.
Not Helixson, no. Anyone else you want to guess? I'm not going to give Jake a chance because he's got too many points.
Well, thanks.
Air outs induced. Jacob Junis?
He's not Jake Junis. Jake, for 0 points, do you have any ideas?
Yeah. My guess was actually going to be Garrett Richards.
No, sir. Jason Hamill, James Shields, and Trevor Williams are all in there.
Nope.
Going back to the home runs hit on Thursday, can you name the... Davidson has 5. Ventura, can you name the 2 players that have 4 home runs hit on a Thursday?
Hit on a Thursday. Yeah. Let's go with... Manny Machado.
It is not Manny Machado. You have one more guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guess twice?
Yeah, I'm letting him guess twice. He's down to 5 points.
Francisco Lindor.
It is not Francisco Lindor. Jake, for 0 points, you have a guess.
Mookie Betts?
It is not Mookie Betts. Anybody else?
Bryce Harper?
No, but if you guessed Ozzie Albies, you would have been right.
Albies.
It is not Giancarlo Stanton either. Ozzie Albies and Adam Jones.
Both have Adam four. Jones? Are they the only home runs he's hit?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, he still plays?
Chris, you are down 5 points. This is the final question, which we will do as we sign off on digital. Goodbye to YouTube. Goodbye to Twitch. Goodbye to Periscope. When we return or you return, it'll be BFFs live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll stay on TV. We'll stay on radio. Thanks for listening on demand as well. All right. This question.
5 point question.
A 5 point question.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Game changer.
Here we go. It is a 5 point question, and it is name that player. Here we go. First one to get in. I am 22 years old. I'm 6'3", 205. I went to the same college as Dolph Ziggler.
I don't know what college Dolph Ziggler went to.
That's Kent State University.
I don't know what college most of the players went to anyway.
Yeah.
Kent State.
That still doesn't help me,
yeah.
In my minor league career, I have an ERA of 3.04, 1.18, and a K per 9 at 9.9. So you can see why not nobody likes him.
Of course.
This is it. You cannot guess again until Jake guesses. I want you to know that.
Okay.
I'm
trying to take advantage of
this. Trying to take advantage, right here. So this is your one shot, because Jake can then wait for every other clue.
He's 22 years old.
22 years old. 6'3", 205. Minor league numbers. He's got a 3 ERA, a 1.18 whip, and a K per 9 of 9.9 over the 35 games of his minor league career. Do you want to guess right now?
Yes.
Okay, who is it?
Lucas Giolito.
It is not Lucas Giolito. All right.
We'll keep going.
Jakey.
Yep.
I haven't been great thus far in the majors. Over four starts, I have an ERA of over 8. And I've given up 5 home runs. According to my Wikipedia page, I was a member of the National Honor Society.
That should have been like one of the first ones because nobody knows that.
I was the Cleveland Plain Dealers Player of the Year in 2013. And I turned down $1 million signing bonus in 2013, that same year, to go to college. When I was drafted 3 years later, I got a $2 million signing bonus. I share a last name with a disgraced media personality.
You know I don't pay attention to that.
That is the last clue, Jake.
He's 22?
22 years old. You could have a shot at this.
Yep.
You need an answer, Jake.
Oops, I don't have one.
You got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. Ventura, to tie the game. Do you have an answer?
I might, yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Again, the last clue.
Yes.
I share a last name with a disgraced media personality.
Disgraced.
Yeah. I gotta tell you a joke after the show, Greg.
Okay. Damn it.
I'll just text it to you because I have no idea.
Oh, let's go with
Need an answer.
Let's go with Alex Reyes. I don't know.
Who's the Reyes that got new?
I don't know who the disgraced person is.
Okay.
I'm thinking of people with 4 starts.
The answer we were looking for was Eric Lauer.
Lauer.
Matt Lauer is the disgraced media personality. Do you know him? No idea who Matt Lauer is. Okay. No, Ventura has no idea either, Florio.
No.
We should. You know what we're going to do next week?
Who he is?
You should. Yeah.
What does he do?
I knew who he was. I didn't know he was disgraced. Greg remembers that. I didn't know he was disgraced.
Yeah, you didn't know. Oh, God. Okay.
Who's Matt?
So Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer used to host the Today Show for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did like Olympic coverage and whatnot.
Okay.
And he sexually harassed many women.
I did hear about
among
this.
Many other things inside mm-hmm. the Today Show. Next week, we're going to have a fact-off, by the way, with you and Frank.
Oh, I'll get crushed. I mean, you're talking about politics? And
no,
stuff?
No.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with Matt Lauer. It's nothing to do with politics.
All right.
We're just going to do just some facts.
Okay.
Like, things like who the Vice President of the United States is. Can you name that? Okay.
Joe Biden.
It is not Joe Biden.
Mike Pence. At least I know that one.
It is Mike Pence. Have you ever heard of Mike Pence?
Mike Pence. Yeah.
We've actually done
this before, but it was like 2 months ago.
That was in The Weakest Link we did that.
Yeah, that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
next week, I'm going to come up with a list of 10 questions for you and Frank and to go over.
I beg of you, please, no politics.
I think the vice president one's fair. That's fair game.
That is,
I guess.
Did
you see my text show, by the way?
Yes, I saw your text. Jake. All right. Do you want another one? Or you want to
I got
wait
one
next
for
week?
You.
Yeah, do it.
What's the best game on Twitch right now? The highest viewed game on Twitch?
Fortnite.
Correct. That's only because you know me and Frank talk about it.
I do. I do know that you and Frank talk
and
about
everybody
it.
Everybody does. I mean, athletes are playing it at this point.
I do. I do know. I do know about Fortnite. we're done for today's game. Jake. You are the winner and champion. Given that this is not around the horn, I will not give you, 30 seconds to say whatever you want.
30 seconds? Yeah. Well, then I got a question for Ventura then.
Yeah,
right. How about, do you know who the number one social media presence is right now?
Ninja.
Yeah, he actually surpassed Ronaldo.
Yep, he passed Ronaldo, and he passed someone else who's pretty big.
Katy Perry? Something like that?
No, sports-wise.
So when your parents tell you that you can't accomplish anything with video games,
Ninja's number one on social media, really.
Yeah, like most social media interactions and everything like that.
That's crazy.
Passed
I didn't know
like
that.
2 weeks ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, we are done. Chris Ventura. It's Ventura Week. Thanks for coming up, hanging out.
Of course.
It's been fun.
I love it.
Jake Seeley, congratulations on your dominating victory.
You could throw the paper plane at this thing, like on around the horn.
I can. Yeah, you go right ahead. You need a paper plane, you can just throw it. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching, listening. The BFFs are up next.